You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Josh Bearwanger's new album, Watching a Garden Die, is a pop-inflected meditation on aging, anxiety, and loneliness. The Kansas City area musician recently spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more.
I can be wrong on these things, but my sense is that the last couple albums are kind of in an evolutionary sort of phase, that you're kind of not where you started, that they sound a little bit different. Is that fair to say, that you're kind of moving in a mildly different direction?
Oh, definitely, yeah. This one is definitely different than the last three. It's definitely more personal and a lot slower, more orchestration and pedal steel and so forth.
You know, you kind of said that this is a more personal record, and to me, and the outline of that is there's some intimations of getting older and life changing and loneliness and things like that. Is that kind of what was coming out, you felt?
I turned 40 last year, so I started writing it right around then. And my dad turned 70, and that was influencing, but also more of where I was in life and kind of like who I am in life, talking about stuff like mental health and like who you are as a person. You know, I have a lot of friends, and I hear listening to people here and there, it's like, oh, I don't want to do that. It makes me totally anxious, or I'm just like depressed. I'm just going to stay here. And I was kind of feeling that way too. And I was like, oh, I have to go talk to someone and get on something, and making that step, which is really hard for a lot of people, but once you do it, it's worth it. Yeah, we're never coming back.
It's another Friday night. I think I read someplace that you write basically all the time. You're kind of one of the people who sort of stays in the practice of writing.
I try to, whatever it is, write one thing a day. Like if it's just a 15 second part or if it's a full song, I just try to pick up the guitar, sit somewhere, like sit outside, drive somewhere, come up with a melody, and then I just like hum it or play it quietly with the guitar into my phone. There's so much stuff that you can do in a day, and you know, whether it's like art related or whatever, I just like, it's unbelievable to me for anyone to ever say, like, I'm bored, there's nothing to do here. I'm just like, there's so much stuff to do. Always. There's so much, especially nowadays, you know?
You're a parent. Has that impacted the amount of touring that you do? Or is it something where you've just kind of said, it just doesn't make sense to drive to South Dakota to play for 30 people. I'm going to kind of...
both. Yeah. So, it's my ex-wife is, she's also a musician, and so it works out. We have a good relationship, and then we also have like a very strong support system. My parents live in Overland Park, and the last record, Star Invaders, I didn't even do a release show. I took like this kind of year and a half of not playing live. You know, when you're playing like a Cincinnati and there's like six other bands playing that night, just kind of spreads everything apart. And then you end up playing for like 30 people and you're like, ugh, okay, is this worth it or is it not? And you're like 40. You're like, are we sleeping on the floor tonight, or what are we doing here?
Nervous.
let your body rest.